COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm your host, Colleen Ballinger, and unfortunately, I'm not here with the better host, which is Eric Stocklin. I am alone today. Now, before you click off of this episode, because you're probably very disappointed that he's not here, which is understandable, if I were you, I would not want to listen to me talk either, because I'm kind of the worst. And I have a lot to say today about how I feel like the worst. So here, I'm where I am right now. If you're watching, you'll see I'm in a hotel room. I am on a little trip with my mother and my best friend for Christmas. I gave my mom a gift of going on a mother-daughter / also my best friend trip to her favorite beach and one of my favorite beaches, and we're just having some sweet family / best friend time. Now, I was going to record this episode earlier in the day, but things got hectic today. All this is, you guys, I am stalling, honestly. Like, I'm stalling right now because first of all, I think there's like a hair in my mouth that I'm... But I think I'm feeling, but like, I keep feeling like there's a hair in my mouth, but then there's also not. And also there's an ant crawling across the counter that the camera's on, and that's very distracting to me. But I'm also stalling because there's something I desperately need to talk about, and I'm very stressed about it from the episode last week. So last week in the Relax episode, Eric and I had a discussion about driving and driving etiquette, and not etiquette, honestly, just driving laws. And I was talking about, if you didn't listen to it, he was appalled because I drive in the fast lane, or as the rest of the world calls it, the passing lane. And I don't drive very often, but when I do, if I'm driving a long distance, I will stay in the fastest lane on the freeway. And he was like, "You're not supposed to do that. That's crazy. Like, you should never do that. You should stay in the slow lane. And then you just go around people who might be going too slow for you. And no one's supposed to ever be like consistently in the fast lane." And I was like, "That's not what I do. And I understand that that's probably incorrect. And like, people are going to disagree with me. But like, if I'm driving a very long distance and I'm going the flow of traffic and I'm going fast in the fast lane, like, I feel like that makes more sense than me being in the slow lane and then just switching back and forth the whole time I'm driving for hours and hours. That seems more unsafe to me than just consistently driving at the speed of traffic of the fast lane, not the speed of traffic of all the lanes, the speed of traffic of the fast lane." Like, the logic in my head said that made the most sense. And I was reading the comments, and oh my God, I am so wrong. And I'm really bummed that Eric is not here for this episode to hear me say this out loud, but I'll tell him on the phone tonight. I was so wrong. And I have got to be honest, I am extremely embarrassed. Like, I am mortified at how wrong I was. Like literally all the comments are like, "Colleen, you are very wrong," which a lot of times they'll say that when Eric and I have like dumb little debates about dumb little things. But this is like an actual legal law. Now, I didn't look up before starting to film this what the actual laws are here in California. And I just know that I've always been used to, like, there's always people in the fast lane. And I never called it a passing lane. I never heard the term passing lane until much later in life. Like, I don't remember learning about that in driving school, but like, it was, there's a fast lane and there's a slow lane, and sometimes there's a middle lane. But like, if you drive slow, you drive in the slow lane. If you drive fast, you drive in the fast lane. And those were the lanes. That's what I always remembered that the speed limit was the flow of traffic. And so I thought, as long as I'm going the flow of traffic and I'm going as fast as the person in front of me in the faster lane, that's made sense. But wow, I was incorrect. And everyone was like, no, Colleen, that is wrong. People were saying, you know, driving etiquette, like it's rude and inconsiderate of the people around you. And I never thought of it that way. I'm like really embarrassed. I'm actually so embarrassed and I feel so bad that I've been driving. Now, luckily I don't drive very often, but the fact that I have been driving like that when I do long road trips, if I'm just on the highway for a little bit, just running errands or whatever, I don't do that. But if I'm driving for hours on a road trip, like I would stay in the fast lane. And now I'm finding out that that is completely incorrect and wrong and is considered inconsiderate and rude. And there are people in the comments saying like, what pisses me off, or like what makes me so angry? My biggest pet peeve is when someone stays in the fast lane and doesn't get out. And knowing that I am that person, like that I have been, or not anymore, but like that in the past, I have been that person that has pissed people off while they're driving. I am so embarrassed. I'm so mortified. I feel so terrible. Like it feels different than the other times we've had little like silly debates on here and people have disagreed with me. Like, what's the first day of the week, Sunday or Monday? You know, it feels like, cause this is actually like, I actually have done something that has genuinely really upset people when they're driving and is also like illegal in a lot of states. I don't know, like I said, I don't know the laws here, but a lot of people are saying like, oh, in Canada, that's illegal. You can get a ticket for being in the fast lane and not like, or I guess the passing lane and not getting over. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is like, I'm really embarrassed. I'm really sorry that I was that person. And since we filmed that episode, by the way, before I even read the comments, since we filmed that episode last week, I have not been in the fast lane, except for when I'm passing people. Cause I was like, hey, this is what Eric is saying is what is correct. And I'm sure this is what the rest of the world is going to say is correct. I'm going to do that, you know? So I've stay out of the fast lane. But anyway, I know it's not that like serious and I might be taking it too seriously, but like I am very embarrassed. I'm really sorry that I was ever that person, because knowing that I was the person on the freeway that was not following, I'm like such a rule follower, and like I'm the person like, I don't like breaking rules. I won't break rules. I don't want to break the law. I don't want to do anything wrong. I'm terrified of getting in trouble and people being mad at me, of upsetting people, of like confrontation, of like, I do not break rules. And I really did think that it was the rule or the law was like, you go the flow of traffic. And I did not, I just did not, I'm so, I feel so stupid that like, I did not know that there's a passing lane. And I knew that passing lanes existed, but I didn't know that every freeway, that's how it was. Like every freeway ever, there's like the passing lane and then the slower lanes. Cause I do remember being younger and being on like long trips. Like we'd drive out to Nevada in the summer sometimes, and it would be a two-lane highway for a long stretch. And I remember there being like passing lanes with that. I remember that being a thing, but I just never learned that like you stay out of that freaking fast lane. I just never thought that, because there are people who stay in it the whole time. I've never seen the fast lane empty and just only available for passing people. So I just didn't know. And I'm really embarrassed. So I'm sorry. And I was very wrong that I thought that was something that was okay to do. Like I literally didn't know. And I'm so embarrassed that I'm the person that upset so many people on the road for so many years. But like I said, luckily I rarely drive. I am like the passenger princess. No matter who I'm with, anyone who, if there's driving involved, usually the other person will drive. Like it's very rare that I do drive. So luckily there shouldn't have been too many encounters in my lifetime where people have been super pissed off by my staying in the fast lane during long trips. But I am really embarrassed because all the comments were like, you are the worst. And I agree. Like, I never thought of it as like upsetting to other people or pissing people off or being inconsiderate to other people. I never thought of it like that. And so to know that that is what it is, inconsiderate and rude to be in the fast lane, I don't know. I'm really embarrassed. So I just wanted to say that I hear you all, and I hear Eric, and I hear the laws of the land, and like admit fully that like that is not a matter of opinion. What I've, how I've driven is, was not correct. I was never reckless. I was never speeding crazy. I always have done like the flow of traffic is what is legal. But it will never happen again. I'll tell you that much. I'm really embarrassed. Oh, you guys, I've been stressed about that. I've been really stressed about it, and I still am stressed about it. I'm not now going to be very nervous. But anyway, I'm probably making a bigger deal of it than I need to, but such is me. That's how I am. My goodness. So, like I said, I'm on this little trip with my mom and with my best friend, Christina, and we just been looking at rocks, and it's been lovely. And Eric and my nanny, are back home watching the kids for the night so that we can have this little trip. And so I am doing the podcast so that Eric doesn't have to worry or stress about that. And so that when I come home, we can just have like, you know, quiet quality time together and not worry about like setting up cameras and filming and podcasting and all that. But I have some fun things I want to do with my mom and with Teeny. But I wanted to say all that first. I will say that JoJo Siwa is correct and karma is a bitch, because I have a sty, and I feel like the sty is my karma for being stubborn and debating why I think it's okay to drive in the fast lane last week, because now I have a sty, guys, and that's painful and gross. I have a question for you guys though, before I go into my mom and play a little game. I want to play like a little who knows me better game. With them, I still feel like there's a hair in my mouth. I've been like struggling with it this entire time. But anyway, I have a question for you guys. So we're in a hotel, and last night we were eating dinner in the hotel room, and I was like, hey, I can't eat with other people in silence. Like, that is really hard for me. It's very uncomfortable to me. So I wanted to turn on the TV. So I turned it on just for noise, just for sounds. And I was trying to switch through the channels of the television, and I was like, this is so wild to me. Does anyone still have cable TV? So that is my question to all of you. Do any of you still have cable TV in your home? Because it feels like that is something that is so of the past. Like, I feel like the only place you can find a television that's just like straight up cable TV is in hotel rooms. But am I completely wrong? Probably. I usually am. But I just feel like that's such a strange, odd thing nowadays, because everyone just has like Netflix and Hulu and HBO Max and whatever. Like, no one has just like cable TV in their home. But I realized that there's like all these things that my parents, when I was growing up, would be like, well, I remember when I was a kid, this and this happened. And I remember thinking like, oh, that's so crazy that that's what you did, like, you know, talking about the cost of a cheeseburger, or like, you know, I don't know, little things that they did that were different to me that I was like, oh, whoa, that's back in the olden days. And I'm realizing now that like, the older I get, I'm like, oh my God, there's so many things that like my kids are going to be like, what are you talking about? Like, I feel like by the time my kids are older, I'm going to try to explain to them cable TV, and that you couldn't like pick what show you're going to watch. You just had to watch what was on and what was currently playing at the time. And if you wanted to know what was on TV, you had to use a little like TV scrolling guide channel. There's like one channel that was like scrolled through and told you all the different TV shows that were on like at the different times. Does anyone remember this? I'm sure a lot of people do actually, but like my kids will not know what I'm talking about when I explain that to them. And that's so weird to me. There's so many things like that that I'm like, oh my God, my kids won't know what a landline telephone is. You know, we talk a lot about like, we would try to teach our kids about like what to do in an emergency and stuff like that. And so we're not having like a landline phone for like, because, you know, growing up, I knew, you pick up the phone, and I had everyone's phone number memorized. I had my friends' phone numbers memorized, my grandma's, my mom's, you know, like, it's like everyone's phone number was memorized because there was a landline. But now we don't have that. And so I don't have anyone's phone number memorized anymore. Like, but I can still tell you all my, I swear there's a hair in my mouth. But you know what I mean? I feel I could still tell you like my best friend's home phone number and my home phone number growing up. Like I could still recite every single number, but I couldn't tell you the closest people in my life. I don't know their phone numbers by heart. And my kids certainly don't either. And I'm like, oh, that's so weird. Cause like, I just knew growing up, like, oh, you pick up the phone and you dial 911 and like you knew there. And it's just so different now. And I'm like, oh, my kids aren't going to know what like a home phone is. And I just think it's so weird. but anyway, the question was, do any of you guys have cable TV in your house? But that's like, and I mean, like, that's what you have as your television. Like, you don't have like Netflix and Hulu subscriptions and all those things. Like, you literally just watch whatever's on TV. Does anyone have that? Or is that just a hotel thing? Is that a thing of the past? Or is that something that people have and I just don't? And I just don't know what people do. Anyway, I'm going to go play a little game with my mom and with Teenie. We're going to play Who Knows Me Best. So if you're still listening to this episode that is probably not very entertaining and is lacking an incredible, handsome man named Eric Stocklin, if you're still listening, you get to hear some really fun times right now. I'm sure they're just going to make fun of me and it will be great. So I'm going to go find them in the other room and we're going to play. Okay. I'm now with Teenie and mother. I don't know why I said, That was so weird. Okay. Correct. We're going to play a little game of Who Knows Me Best. And I also have some crazy weird facts and I want to see if you guys can guess the answers. We're going to play some fun games. Okay. So Who Knows Me Best? So I looked online, like Who Knows Me Best questions between a best friend and a mom or a sister and a best friend, whatever, to see what would come up. And the questions were so lame. They were like, what's my, what color are my eyes? There were like things like that. I'm like, what? So I tried to pick the best ones I could find, but they're still not very good. Okay, so ready? The first question is, and I guess we should have a ding, ding, ding. Like you have to save it. We need a buzzer. Ding, ding, ding. No, don't. No one does spray. Teenie just got out a spray bottle. So just say ding, ding, ding. Make a bell sound if you want to be the first to answer. Okay. So the first question is, what is my favorite food?
Ding, ding, ding.
What is it, mother?
In-N-Out.
That's very accurate.
Chocolate chip cookies.
So far, mom won. Teenie, zero. But
she doesn't eat.
What? I do eat. I In-N-Out.
You're never hungry. And when you are hungry, you eat ding-dongs. So I don't, I just don't support that one.
You know what? You just watched me eat coconut shrimp,
they were so good.
Salmon taco, Brussels sprouts, French fries, and an entire eclair.
They were all really good.
Okay. So what she means by what I don't eat, by the way, is that I don't eat for a lot. This is not healthy. I'm not suggesting anyone do this. And you do it too, by the way, Teenie. But I get busy during the day. And so I snack and I'll have like a, you know, like I saw you eating a hard boiled egg at one point today. I had like a handful of chips. So we kind of like snack throughout the day and don't eat meals until like dinner time. And I know this is not healthy, but then we have a dinner. Anyway.
And then at like 10 p.m., that's when the real hunger comes. Yeah. That's when I have my actual meals and calories for the day.
10 p.m. is a great time. All right, next question is, this one's so easy. I don't know why I wrote this one down. What's my favorite color?
Purple.
Oh,
I just
said it.
Gwen got it right. It's purple.
Well, but you got the rules right by saying ding, ding, ding.
So we are tied.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. Okay, this one's kind of a trick question. What is my favorite season?
Go ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, fall. No, Christmas.
Mm-mm. I would say that it is Christmas season, right? Because a season is not... That is so close to my mouth. I feel like I'm going to eat it.
I'm literally just holding the mic by Teenie's mouth. Okay. The correct answer is... Okay, so if I had... literally was forced to pick like a season of the year, like fall, winter, summer, whatever, it would have been fall. But the correct answer was the Christmas season, which then you said and Teenie said. So I feel like you both got it right.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't think that these are things that friends discuss.
No.
So I think they are unfair questions.
I have better ones.
Okay, good.
Uh-oh. Okay. Here, you'll like this one. What position do I sleep in?
Oh, I know this one really well. Should I model it? She sleeps completely flat on her side, wrapped up like a burrito.
But you're forgetting something.
Sometimes she has corn nuts all around her.
And
here's our picture here.
And your blankie on your face.
Yes, my blankie under my head. Mom, what position did I sleep in as a child?
Like on your
like
tummy,
a little baby, like toddler and baby.
Booty up.
On my tummy, booty up. That is correct. You know who else sleeps like that? Wesley.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Okay. So next question is, okay, there's a lot of these. We don't have to do them all. Okay, so here's questions. There's more questions like that, but then there's questions that I just thought would be interesting to hear your answers to. So there's not really a right answer to this, I don't think. Did you just burp because it reeks?
Maybe. Sorry.
No, but it could have been me. It genuinely could have been me. Like, it could, at this point, it could have been any of us. Our dinner was an array of things.
So many flavors. Yeah. So many. Yeah.
Okay, so here's one. What's my weirdest quirk?
What? Trick question. There's a lot.
I know. Anything I do. Do I have a weird quirk, Mom? I mean, yes, but my weirdest
quirk?
The problem is that, like, I feel like the three of us all have the weird quirks. Like, we're currently on a trip to look at rocks.
Like, honestly, if I answered this question, you would be like, no, you do. That's right. You.
Like, we...
Wait, hold on.
What? Oh, she's leaving. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that there's a weird quirk that you would, either of you would find weird because we all do it.
These are the quirks.
Yeah.
We are three grown adults. Mm-hmm. Women. Mothers. We brought slime and rocks on our vacation.
And snacks. Mom is the only normal one. She's the one who brought the snacks.
And snacks. I also brought paint. That was fun.
I know. And I'm jealous because I almost did that and I didn't. Okay. Well, I thought you guys would have good answers for that, but I guess we're all just weird.
I have to think on it.
It'll okay. Come. What is my hidden talent? I don't have an answer to this.
Actually, I do.
What?
I think that you're an extremely talented artist.
And oh my God, thank you.
You don't talk about it enough, but she actually is very good at painting.
She has the mic, otherwise I'd be cutting in and fighting with her about that. But I enjoy painting, but I would not consider it one of my talents. Mom, what would you say is a hidden talent of mine?
Sports, and no one would believe me. Every sport you've ever pretend to play, you play well.
You know what?
Yeah, but how often do you
I'm
pretend
right.
to play a sport?
Here's the thing is... The reason I'm not good at sports.
You
no,
are.
But no, listen, because I actually, this is why I'm not good at sports. I think I could be good at sports, but something I'd have to work on a lot is I have a really hard time on a team because if someone isn't, like, I remember in like school projects in school and stuff, if there was a person in my group, which there always is, that wasn't doing their best and trying their hardest to like participate, I'd get so frustrated. Like, if not everyone was a team player. And that makes me not a team player. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a good team player because I, like, get frustrated with the team. But everyone brings something different to the team, and that's something I have to learn. But I feel like I'm not good at playing on a team, and I'm a kind of a sore loser, to be honest.
Okay, then I should have said you're athletic and you...
Super.
You are. Super.
And coordinated.
Coordinated.
And clean.
No.
And
she's very fit. She's very, very fit, too. Strong.
The strongest. And that's why a couple years ago when I went to a doctor, they were like, they were looking at like a tear in my muscle and they're like, oh, your muscles are deteriorating. This was actually more than a couple years ago. This was like probably 7 or 8 years ago. It was a long time ago. They're like,
the funniest, not funny conversation. You're falling apart. Yay.
She saw, they look like Jell-O. She's like, do you eat meat? She thought I was a vegan, that was not me dissing vegans. That was just what this doctor said because she thought I wasn't getting enough protein. And that doesn't mean the vegans don't know how to get protein. They do. But she just thought I wasn't getting enough protein because my muscles were like deteriorating. Anyway, next one is what's something I'm really bad at?
Sleeping.
That's true.
Mom, what's something I'm really bad at? Nothing. Oh, that was honest. You're such a bad liar. It's crazy.
Flushing the toilet at my house.
Yeah, I am bad at flushing the toilet. And he I does, though. Yeah, I have a reason. And it's because when the twins were tiny and I was dangling on by a thin dental floss of a thread, I didn't want to ever do anything that could possibly wake one of them up. And I was always so afraid that if I flushed the toilet in the middle of the night, it would wake them up from their sleeping. And then during the day, throughout their naps too, I didn't want to ever like, flushing the toilet scared me because I was like, I don't want to wake them up in the middle of the night. And so I got into the habit of it. But then it's twofold, because this is going to sound really bougie, but like I, at my old house, had an automatic flushing toilet. And so there was like, we would turn that off so that the babies wouldn't, whatever, so they wouldn't wake up. But also there's the automatic flushing toilets in the old house ruined me, because the combination of not wanting to wake up the twins and also having something that flushed for me meant that when I got to a house that didn't have the automatic flushing toilet, oh man, I don't know how something I did naturally for 30 plus years of my life disappeared after 2 years of not really doing it.
It's gone.
I'm so bad at remembering to flush the toilet. It's awful.
I feel like that's an automatic thing. Like when you get in a car, you put your seatbelt on.
Right.
After you put the toilet paper in the toilet, mm-hmm. you flush the toilet.
Yes, I actually 100% agree with you. It is absolutely insane that I wouldn't remember to flush. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And saying it out loud is shocking. Maybe. Even, can I tell you that my children, you know, are potty training, obviously. And there's like signs in the bathrooms that say what to do. And one of the things is flush. There's three steps, by the way, three of them. One of the three steps you learn when you are a two-year-old is to flush the toilet. Well, and I don't do it half the time.
They also learn to sleep. So maybe...
But tell Maisie.
Yeah, hand in hand.
Tell Maisie. Yeah. Okay. Nah, let's see. If I were a superhero, what would be my superpower?
No, her first.
What would be my superpower if I was a superhero?
Making everybody around you happy.
I don't know that that's true.
Yeah, it is.
You do have some people-pleasing tendencies.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
You know what's funny is I think my people-pleasing is one of my biggest flaws.
Same.
And not in a, like, I need to set boundaries for myself kind of way, which is great too. But in a, like, I will do anything, and this is something I've been working on for the last, like, big chunk of my life in recent times is, like, I feel like I will go so far to make sure there's no confrontation in that everyone's happy and everyone's okay, that there's times where I'll do things I wouldn't do normally, or like I'll lie, not in a bad way about something crazy, but like I'm trying to think of an example of like, this is a bad example, but like a, no, it's fine, I totally don't mind, that's a bad example, but like in situations where I should be like, no, that's not okay, or if like, you know, that's not okay, you shouldn't do that, or we can't do that, or I can't think of an example, but like I feel like my people pleasing tendencies is what has got me in the most trouble in my life. And I feel like the term people pleasing is a very sweet way to describe something that causes a lot of issues, because it sounds so nice, like, yes. Oh, I just want everyone to be happy, I'm a people pleaser, when in reality, like, it can be such a toxic trait to like avoid confrontation to the point where like you might be people pleasing for right now, but in the long run, you're screwing yourself and everyone else over. Like, it is such an issue with me. And it's like one of the things I dislike about myself the most.
Well, so this is deep. And Gwen, you are not part of this. But I feel like a generation above us actually created it in our generation, because we were told to be like, smile and nod.
Oh, not me. Everything.
That's why I said you're not included in this. Smile and nod. Don't make a fuss. Make sure that everyone around you is happy before, you know, like, make sure everyone else has their oxygen before you. Mm-hmm. And that's how we grew up. So all of us are trying to like break this cycle. No, we're going to start setting boundaries, but it's taken us a really long time and it's hard. But I still think it's a superpower of yours.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It's a superpower. But also my biggest flaw. But thank you, Mom, for saying I make people happy. You make me happy.
You seem to draw out in people what makes them happy. You know what to do to say. It's not a people-pleasing thing. Mm-hmm. You just genuinely have a heart for other people.
Thank you. That's sweet.
I like that. That's nice. Look at me accepting a compliment. That was really good. Did you hear? See how I did it with not even a sentence.
Are you okay?
No. What do you mean? Am I okay? Oh, you probably couldn't hear it. The mic wasn't on her. She said, "Are you okay?" I'm really bad at accepting. Anyway, that was supposed to be a funny one. What are you bad at? I thought you guys were gonna say like sports. What am I bad at?
You asked about superhero.
You said you were a superhero, and I said you make others around you happy.
I haven't responded to it yet. I'm still thinking.
My mom's superpower. I'm trying to think of what your superpower would be. There's
chocolate
so many
cookies.
Well, you're good at cookies.
No, but I think that Gwen's superpower is making it similar to yours, where everyone feels welcome.
I think mom's superpower, and she taught it to me, and maybe this is a mom thing in general, but mom's superpower is she could be going through the worst thing in the world. Her leg could be getting chopped off. But if someone else, obviously her children, but like anyone on the planet could be like, "Oh no, I got a paper cut." And she'll be like, "I'm there." Like, she's like, it doesn't matter what you're like. I could know you're going through like the hardest thing in the world, and I know that you could handle, like, if I needed you, you would be there no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that I would put something on you if you're going through something hard, but I just know, and I'm the same way. I got that from you. I feel like I could be drowning, like just feel like I can't breathe. I'm drowning in life. And if one of my kids, if something happens, or if anyone, a friend or anyone needs something, I'm like, "What do you need?" Like, and right. Like, you can, it's so crazy. And I think it's like it happens when you become a mom, where it's like your own, whatever you're going through, just that is not as important as whatever you have to deal with your kids in that moment. But your mom is very good at that. Like, I know that if I need my mother, she will be there. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Like, if I need my mom, she will be there. And I think that's a good testament to like how good of a mom you are. Like, I think everyone should be able to feel that way about their mom. Like, if I need my mom, and I've always said that about my kids too, like, people have said, like, I spoil my kids because every time they call for me, I'm there. Or if they cry, I'm there. I'm like, fine, you can say that they're spoiled, and maybe they are, and that's fine. But I want my kids to know, if they need me, if they need their mom, I will be there for them. And not in a, like, I will do everything for them kind of way, but like in a, I don't want my kids to ever wonder, hey, if I really need my mom and I need her help, or I know she will be there for me no matter what. Like, that is so important to me, because you did that for me.
I don't think the term spoiled should ever be used when it comes to an emotional gift, an emotional support. And I feel, whoever said that, like, that's not okay.
People say that all the time about moms, like, holding their babies when they cry.
It's
and like
crazy, because there gets to be a point, and Gwen and I were just talking about this, where they grow up and they actually don't want their mom to hold them constantly. So, like, do it as much as you can now. You can't hold a baby too much.
I don't think so, but everyone has a different opinion on that. And I'm not going to talk about anyone else's opinion, just my own. And my own is that, like, if my kids want me, I will be there. Bye. Like, that's it. And my mom did that, and I'm so appreciative, because I've never doubted. I've called my mom. I remember once, I think I talked about this on a podcast recently. I talked about it somewhere. I don't remember. But I was, the twins were little. And if you are a twin parent, which I know there's some that listen to this, you know, if you've had a kid, you know how hard it is to have a kid. One kid, two kids, three kids. I don't care how many kids you have. If you have a baby, babies are hard. Kids are hard. And learning how to take care of a brand new little baby when you are trying to recover from the most crazy thing your body can possibly do as a human being, it's insane. It's so hard. And I had twins and a toddler, and I was dying. And I also was like, postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety, which I did not have postpartum depression with Flynn. I had postpartum anxiety and prenatal depression. So, like, I was also struggling with that. It was craziness. And I remember calling you one night. It was like 2 a.m. I think I just talked about this somewhere. I don't remember. But I called my mom. It was the middle of the night. And I was sobbing. I was just like, "I can't do it. I can't do it." And you were like, "Yes, you can. I will be there in a few hours." And I just wept. But I knew. I was like, I actually think I'm going to die. Like, I don't think a human being could survive how tired I was, and like how miserable I was. It was so hard. And just, it was how wonderful and how lucky am I that I knew I can call my mom and she will help me. That's so cool that I have that. So, oh my God, you guys, I thought this was going to be a little round of you guys making fun of me, but instead we're crying over
I'm still trying to figure out your quirk.
Teeny's going to come up with all the answers tomorrow on the drive home.
I rip off all my skin.
Same.
I know. I love that you're like, I'm trying to figure out your weird little quirk as you're organizing rocks from the beach, which I am about to do. This is not a dig because it's like my favorite thing in the world. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think these are the people, you know, who can talk about what's a weird little quirk, because we are quirks.
We are the weird little quirks.
Yeah. We're unique.
Like, we squatted on the beach for like 3 hours today.
I wouldn't say squat if I were you in that context. Maybe sit.
I was squatting.
I guess we were squatting. It is weird. If you look around, if you were on the beach and you looked around, like, we could have sat, but all of us are like moms like this with our legs spread open. And we're like squatting like this. Like, why were we not just like sitting? I guess because we had to get up easily.
The sand was wet.
Because we're quirky.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, well, that was fun for me. I don't know if it was fun for anyone else on the planet, but oh, I wanted to do silly things.
Oh.
So we just went to dinner, and this is the most chaotic episode. Well, I can't say that. There's been way more chaotic episodes of Relax, but we went to dinner, and at dinner there was like a little. There was like a lobby, but it was like a gift shop for the restaurant. I don't know. It was kind of weird, but it had cute little like trinkets and things. And there was a game in this little box that was like crazy weird facts you would never know or something. And so it's a game. And I want to know if you guys know the answer to these questions. Okay. They are multiple choice, but I'm curious if you just know. Do you know what country's national anthem has no lyrics?
Why are you putting it on me first?
Well, because you and I are sharing a microphone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, I have multiple choice. Spain, Italy, Greece, or Turkey?
Turkey.
Final answer? What do you think, Teeny? No lyrics. Spain, Italy, Greece, or Turkey?
I'm going to say Italy.
Spain. You both were wrong. Oh, next one.
Smart.
Okay, this one's wild. What did Steve Jobs soak his feet in when he wanted to de-stress? Guess just anything in the world. Just guess anything. What would you soak your feet in? A human
Epsom
being.
Epsom salt.
No, like what thing that can hold water? Like what would he soak his feet in?
Okay.
Like a bathtub.
Okay.
You know, something like that. A bucket. What did Steve Jobs soak his feet in when he wanted to de-stress?
Like a bowl made out of straight gold. I don't know.
It's a good guess. Do you know the answer?
No clue.
Diamond bowl. A diamond bowl.
A toilet.
Shut up.
I swear. It says, I don't know if this is true. I'm like, who fact checked this? Because that seems crazy. A toilet.
That's gross.
I don't know if that can't be true.
Maybe he had a toilet dedicated for his foot soaking. Just a thought.
But why a toilet? If he's going to have something dedicated to his foot soaking, wouldn't he just make a bowl? Okay. Okay. Which country was put up for sale on eBay in 2006?
Greenland.
New Zealand.
Shut up.
Oh. Really? I thought you'd know this. You're married to a Kiwi.
Wait, let me see that. That's so weird.
She doesn't believe it.
That's so weird. Wait, what?
You're literally married to a Kiwi. How did you not? I thought you'd know that one. That's why I picked that one.
Wait, what is it? Why is it?
I don't know. I don't know what that button means. I don't know how to play this game. So actually, what if these are all the wrong answers and I'm just like saying the wrong one? Because, okay, so it's multiple choice, but there's one that's highlighted and there's one that's like half highlighted. Okay, I don't know. We're probably playing it wrong, which I'm just answering all the questions incorrectly.
You'll find out. They'll tell you.
Which country has no mosquitoes? I'm going to tell you. It's Iceland. And should we move there?
I
hate mosquitoes so much. Like, I literally hate mosquitoes so much.
They're terrible.
They have no use.
Do they really have no actual purpose for, like, the environment?
I don't think
bugs
they do.
Bugs eat them.
I mean, bugs.
I guess bugs.
Like,
birds.
Yeah,
birds
frogs and birds and probably things
the
eat
mosquito
them.
Mosquito eaters. We have bugs
those
that
actually,
are mosquito eaters.
Oh, yes. Right? But when what the bugs you call mosquito eaters do not actually eat mosquitoes.
What?
I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah.
Wait. That's why. What do they eat? Now I can't tell my kids that they're there for a good reason.
I don't like mosquito eaters at all. I think maybe people call them mosquito eaters because they're like, everyone hates these things and they're just killing them, these little flying daddy long leg spiders. So like, let's just say they eat something that everyone hates. But I guess it makes sense that they wouldn't eat them because they're only out at night. Mosquito eaters, I only see flying around in the middle of the night. And mosquitoes aren't out in the middle of the night usually. Well, at least where I live. They're kind of there at like
dusk.
Yeah.
Dawn.
Okay. Anyway, this one kind of was shocking to me. As of 2018, okay, this game's kind of old. As of 2018,
How long was the longest recorded bout of hiccuping?
Oh my God. I'm so sad for that person.
I know.
2 weeks.
2 weeks? What's your guess?
Six months.
What?
6 months.
68 years.
Stop it.
I would just be like, let me go.
No.
Get rid of me. 68 years? I hate it. If I hiccup for longer than 3 minutes, I'm like, put me out. Like,
that's
a
disorder. That's a disease at that point. 68 years, that's like a lot. That's a big life.
That's heartburn. Like,
that's
horrible. Okay. An episode of which TV series was taken off air in 1976 because it scared children? Can you guess? Okay.
You had me until 1976.
I know. That's the thing is, like, I could, this question sucks because there's multiple choice, but all of the choices came out after 1976, except for one. So I'm like, if you know when TV shows were on air and like you would never, so the options are Rugrats.
Nope.
Which was a 90s show.
Yeah, I love that show.
DuckTales, which was like maybe 80s, but like 90s, right? And Fraggle Rock, which I guess was back then, I think. I don't know when Fraggle Rock came out. And Sesame Street.
So it would be Sesame Street.
But yeah, Sesame Street. There was an episode that was taken off air because it scared children.
Sesame Street just dropped from PBS. They're looking for a new home.
Wait, I just missed everything she just said. But she said Sesame Street was dropped from PBS. They're looking for. I didn't know that. That's crazy. All right, I'm going to maybe do one more because I don't know how interesting this is. This one was shocking to me. Which emotion can increase the production of earwax?
What?
Yeah. An emotion.
Mm. Anger.
Stress.
Mom says anger and Teenie says stress. It's kind of a mix in between the two. It's fear.
Huh.
Fear can produce earwax, I guess. Again, I could be answering these wrong because...
What are the other options?
The other options are sadness, indifference, elation, and fear. But elation has like a circle around it, but fear is highlighted. So I'm like, why does... Where's
did this box? Not come with instructions?
It did, but I didn't read them. Where is the box?
I think it's over on the table.
Ugh, okay. Well, let's see here. There was one other one I wanted to read while Mom gets the box.
No, I don't have the box.
Where is it? I just had, I literally.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, we're going to look at the instructions and see how wrong we're doing this. Okay. Okay. Wait, there isn't. Wait, is this instructions? Hold on. How to play. Divide into teams. Blah, blah, blah. Ask the question. Oh, the difficult version is ask the question only. The medium is ask the question with all four multiple choice. Easy is ask the question with 50-50. Okay. The highlighted circles.
Okay. And then the all highlighted is the correct answer.
Yeah, I think so.
So New Zealand actually was for sale.
I guess so.
Wow.
Okay, so this is the last one we'll do. Whose used pregnancy test was taken from her hotel room and sold on eBay?
That is so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to give us a choice?
Multiple choice. Angelina Jolie, Britney Spears, Kate Winslet, Mariah Carey.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. Rude.
She was not treated right.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, fun little game. Thanks for playing with me, girls. We're going to go look at rocks, guys. Thank you for listening to this kind of bizarre episode of Relax, but fun for me. And again, I'm sorry about being the worst driver in the world the few times. It's a big thing. Teenie and my mother just looked at me. You guys, I do apologize because of how wrong I was last week on the episode. Like, Eric and I were debating about what was the correct way to drive because when we took a long road trip up here and back, I drove for like an hour or two and he was appalled that I was in the far left lane and stayed in it. Like,
yes.
Because, oh, Teenie's so
that's
mad.
That's what I do.
She's so mad. See? Oh, okay. See, it's the thing. Teenie's so mad. And he was like, that is crazy. That is the passing lane. You are only supposed to be in that lane if you are passing people.
Well, if you go as fast as me, then go ahead.
This is where I learned it. You guys don't know. But I had to genuinely apologize because all the comments were like, no, that is infuriating. That is my biggest pet peeve. That is the passing lane. You are not supposed to be in that lane unless you're passing people. And I didn't know. And I'm like, got
but we
genuinely
would be
so sad.
People and all the time.
That's what I said. Constantly. I was like, it can't be safe to be like in and out of the slow lane the whole time you're driving. Like, because switching lanes to me is the scariest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So like the idea of constantly switching back and forth lanes is really scary to me. But everyone was like, no, Colleen, you are 1,000,000,000% in the wrong. Like, you are so wrong. So, and now I'm mortified. I'm so embarrassed that I am the person on the road that everyone hated. And I will, like, now I'm like, I will never go in that lane again. I'm so scared.
Just so you know, you and my husband are in the same company, and it drives me mental. See? It drives me mental because, listen, stay in the far left fast lane as long as you are going faster than right. the middle lane.
That's what we do.
But there are sometimes people behind you that are like, I want to get over, and I don't know about you. I usually drive when we're together. So I don't know about you, but Simon chills. He hangs out in the left lane, and the reason being is because for him, it is the safest lane to be in.
That's
he doesn't
how I feel too.
Like to be in the middle, and to the far right is the merge lane, and where we are, there's usually only three lanes. So,
but if you see somebody coming up behind you, I move over so they can go past me.
Correct.
This is there's so many places where I'm wrong, but I'm also wrong there because if I will go, I'm going the flow of traffic. So if like I will always stay the same distance in, behind the person in front of me right. in the fast lane. So like I'm not going slow. I will go whatever we are going in the fast lane. So if someone comes zips up and is riding my butt behind me, I don't get over. And Eric was raging about that. And I am apologizing that like I've done this wrong. And I genuinely feel so stupid and bad and embarrassed. So like,
this is the first time I've ever agreed with Eric on this podcast.
Oh, wait, she didn't say it to the mic, but I'm going to make her say it.
This is the first time I've ever agreed with Eric on this podcast.
Well, I agree with him now, too. And I'm very embarrassed. And I've started this episode off like apologizing for that because I felt like so I was like, oh, my God, because sometimes we'll fight about things and like people will sometimes side with me, sometimes side with him, but usually they side with him. And like, but it's usually like silly things. But this was one that I was like, oh, my, I was mortified that like knowing that I have been the person that people on the freeway have been like, I hate you. Why are you in that lane? You're not supposed to be. Like the fact that that was me is so embarrassing and I feel so stupid. So yeah, anyway, now you hear it from my best friends reprimanding me about it too, as you should. But I learned it from my mother.
But we move over if someone comes behind us.
I do sometimes, I don't. If they're going super fast and being jerks, I don't.
Oh, I do because
just to do it out of spite at that point.
And then you're looking at road rage of other people. So it's like, no, I'd rather just get over than.
No, it's because I'm like, I don't want to. I'm wrong. I'm not going to defend it. I'm wrong. I'm like very much in the wrong. So yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore. But anyway, thanks for keeping me in check, and love you guys, and thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.